Centered in Bombay, the Indian film industry so rivals that of the U.S. in worldwide popularity that it's known as Bollywood. A surprising development in the past few years is that the wilder types of Bollywood soundtracks have become popular with a Western audience that doesn't even know the films. These soundtracks mix and match diverse types of Western pop, from swing jazz to street funk to electro-techno. The ever-shifting blends are often topped with huge string sections and nasal, high-pitched female vocals. But as critic Milo Miles explains, Bollywood's appeal to Westerners makes sense.
That music was the breakthrough moment for Bollywood soundtracks. It came at the start of the 2000 film Ghost World. Enid, an alienated teen desperate to neither fit in nor be cool, watches a video of a zany, frantic dance routine set to that number, Jaan Pehchaan Ho, and is transported. This is her music. It became one of the most talked-about scenes in the film. Before that, Bollywood soundtracks, known as filmy, were mostly favored by international cinema buffs, world music specialists, and dance club fans who enjoyed techno remixes of filmy numbers. The selections that English journalist John Lewis made for the three-disc Beginner's Guide to Bollywood pinpoint what Enid found so seductive about the music. It's shamelessly in love with its own garishness and will embrace any style, any music segue, no matter how cheap or corny, if it's delightful. This is what so much American pop misses nowadays. If it's cheap and corny, it's usually safe and sentimental, not crazy and out of bounds. And if it's crazy and out of bounds, it's too angry or too cool to be playful. The rise of Bollywood music was foreshadowed a few years ago by the vogue for old blaxploitation movie soundtracks. In an era starved for sly but goofy dance music, Afro-American shoot-em-ups provided relief. But too many blaxploitation tunes are merely dumbed-down versions of more mainstream soul and funk. In parallel with blaxploitation flicks, Bollywood was turning out funky soundtracks that were more flipped out than dumbed down. Some outstanding examples appear on the second disc of Bollywood for Beginners. The following tune was later covered by the Kronos Quartet, no less. The Bollywood for Beginners anthology benefits from reflecting a single point of view, and it's bargain priced, too. Many other collections are mere gatherings of hits, some good, some dull, and nondescript filler tunes. Also, these collections could use more memorable titles, including the two I will recommend. The first is The Best of Bollywood, 15 classic hits from the Indian cinema, which has vibrant flow and a sense of humor. The other recommended anthology is The Very Best of Bollywood Songs 2, where you can tell why the selections were hits. It features the popular Mitwa from the crossover hit film Lagaan.
आ जा रे भले कितने लंबे हो रस्ते हो थक न तेरा ये तन हो आ जा रे सुन ले पुकार डगरिया रहना ये रस्ते तरसते हो तू आ जा रे इस धरती का है राजा तू ये बात जान ले तू कठिनाई से टकरा जा तू नहीं हार मान ले तू
अपना अंबर है रे ओ मितवा सुन मितवा तुझको क्या डर है रे धरती अपनी है अपना अंबर है रे हुआ जा रे
How long will the current fascination with Bollywood sounds last? Hard to tell with such a scavenger art form that depends on transforming styles from outside sources. The fad for Bollywood dance club remixes seems to be fading, though Indian youths in Britain remain a stronghold. What's certain is that the Bollywood film industry isn't going away at all, whether the West pays attention or not. Whatever they sound like, Bollywood soundtracks will remain among the most heard pop music in the world.
Milo Miles is a contributing writer to Rolling Stone.